Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. Hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Goddamn right. Get on that grid. Don't get off the grid. Though my wife very much is in a going off the grid type of mode. It's a very scary proposition where someone's like, yeah, you should like get off the grid more. It's like, I live on the grid. I'm plugged in. I can't not be plugged in. So
yeah,
let's not
I'm plugged in, jacked in, however you want to say it. I am on the grid. Yeah. I am not going anywhere off the grid ever.
That is Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welsh. Quick question for you before we delve into the DFS in the week 15. Top Christmas movie. Go.
Christmas Vacation.
Damn right. That's it.
Full stop.
It's done there. You know, I've seen a lot. I mean, there's the, at this point, it's just not fun. The Die Hard thing. It's just not fun anymore. Like, people have murdered it. But I saw people being like, it's visual. It's a Christmas movie. It's the best Christmas movie. And it's like, it's not like, it's,
I just like, who cares?
Who cares?
You know? If you think it's the same thing with The Nightmare Before Christmas, is it a Christmas movie? Is it a Halloween movie? Yeah, it's both.
It's both. It's 100%.
Why can't it be both? It's ridiculous.
I mean,
I would
lean that it's more Halloween because we watch it every Halloween, but it is absolutely both.
There's also a song called "This Is Halloween."
Yeah.
So I feel like it's probably more Halloween, right?
It can be. Things can be both. That's the other thing that nobody accepts. Like, everyone has got to be like, is it an action movie or Christmas movie? Losers. It's both.
No.
It's both.
I have jokes I can't say. So
things can be both. They're not
so
singular
jokes.
Binary. They can be
these are
things.
Stanton type of bombs I would be hitting out of this park right now.
Oh, really?
Now,
yeah, text them to me. Text me some.
So,
but Christmas Vacation is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Now, I will give you that Home Alone probably sits at 2 or 1B because both of those just elicit Christmas. But other than that, like, I don't know. Just I'm not going to kill anybody if they feel differently, but I'll just be like, you're wrong. Like, you're just completely wrong.
That's like you hate it when I get into my final statement where I just make a statement. I'm like, well, yeah, no, this is it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, no, that's not really it. I'm like, yeah, it is. That's it.
Yeah. I'm like, how is this it?
Oh. Yeah.
I just got your text. Sorry, I got your text.
That's pretty good, right? Right?
Pretty good. That was a pretty good one.
I mean, I had more, I had more descriptive ones too, but,
that's pretty good.
Anyway,
send $2 to Bogman's Venmo for that joke if you'd like to know what he said. So, or $4 to mine, and then I'll post a screenshot of his tweet so then he can be blamed for it.
Half off for me. So, $2 for me. $4 for the Welsh.
I will screenshot the tweet so then people can attach it to Bogman. So that's $4.
Well, I'll send you the Welsh's phone number.
At the Welsh. Oh, you son of a. All right.
They all already have my phone number. Your phone number is the thing they actually get. So.
Touche. Like, if we were one. Yeah, that's true. If we were, see that question that I threw up, by the way, that's what we would do if we were on live radio, like live. We're taking calls, especially if we're on like local radio. We'd be like, hey, we're going to get back to Lamar Jackson here for a minute, but let me ask you something. Die Hard. action movie or Christmas movie? You guys call it right now at 60 blah, 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 blah. We're taking your calls, blah, blah, and that's what we would do, and we would kill an hour. Yeah. You don't even have to say words. We're just like... Die Hard. And then it's like, caller, what's it in? Oh, look, it's Frank from Glendale. He's like, well, you know, let me tell you something. Every year I wait, and I get the... What's the one movie with the guy who's like, what? Thank you all. You all are. I love you all here. What's the Christmas movie?
It's a Wonderful Life.
A Wonderful Life. They'd be like, well, let me tell you something. Like, I grew up with my parents. I'm a boomer, and it's a Wonderful Life. It's just a great Christmas movie. It's like, no, it's not.
It's just a classic movie.
No, it's
you
not.
Know, I watch it with my kids every year. How do you kids are 38? Yeah. So,
yeah,
we watch it every year. It's a classic.
Were all people equal in that time when that movie was made? No? Oh, okay, so it's not the best Christmas movie. I'd say no.
I mean, if you're, you know, people are going to look at our era and say that, well, if it wasn't included with this, you know, then none of it matters. So people are going to do that with our era fairly soon as well. So
yeah, I mean, there'll be something along those lines. Can you watch... can you watch a black and white movie? Like, yeah. Because there's two differences. There's like the Lighthouse, you know, which is like artsy and it's going to be black and white and whatever happens with that. But then there's like old, dated black and white. And I think I'm out. Like, I grew up on like watching, you know, Dick Van Dyke and, I Love Lucy, like really? Nick at Night and stuff
Lassie.
Like that. And,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. I saw a lot of that. Not that it was my era.
It was all on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Right?
But it was all on Nick at Night.
It wasn't your era, but you saw it because it was on, you know, there were limited stations when we were.
But like,
I mean, not limited like our parents, but still limited. So.
Yeah. 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 Or segregated like our parents.
Well, comparable to what we have now. I didn't have cable until I was. I think a junior in high school.
I had a fat RCA projection TV for like 15 years, forever had that TV. But what I'm getting at is like, you know, like a lot of people are super nostalgic now with Disney Plus, and there's some of like the old shows. Like, I can't do it. I'm out. Like, dated things are too much for me now. Like, I'm not even nostalgic about it. I'm just like, no, it doesn't work. Like Christmas Vacation stuff, I can deal with.
You called your wife
like
a Scrooge?
Is that Scrooge?
You're over here like, I can't watch anything that wasn't made before 1994.
No, I'm not. But no, she's like that. I'm not like that. Like, I'll go back. I love 80s movies are great. I'm talking like straight up like 50s and 40s. Like, people are.
I gotta be honest. I find it harder to watch stuff with terrible CGI and bad graphics than I do a black and white movie.
Oh yeah, like The Mummy too, with like when The Rock was the Scorpion King or the Scorpion
well,
King.
Well, that's just cheesy. Like, the CGI isn't horrific, but I'm talking about like 80s movies where, you know, it's clearly a green screen and they're not around the explosion at all and stuff like that. Like, any action movie with weird bad graphics, I just can't handle it. So I can't watch it. I find that harder to watch then I find a black and white movie hard to watch.
Really?
So, yeah. Dude, I mean, Clerks, you know, Clerks isn't your basic old movie, but it is black and white, and it's probably my favorite movie. So I don't mind black and white movies really at all that much. So they don't bother me that much.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not going out of my way to, like, I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, it was so much better when they made it black and white. Not like that at all.
Yeah.
Whatever is better, you know, whatever is best, I'm for. I'm not this was better because blah, 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 because we had to work harder. No, isn't the purpose to make everything a little bit easier for everybody?
Yeah, my brain
isn't
doesn't
that
even
kind of the purpose.
My brain doesn't even work like that either. I'm just be like, it was better. I don't even like think like that. I'm just like, nah, I don't want to watch that. Like, it doesn't work. Like,
pick up
a cell
exactly.
phone. Like, oh, there's no cell phone? Oh, okay. Like, I just don't, it just doesn't work. Like, you know, they're all eating like potatoes. You know, it was like 5 years after the prohibition ended. And it's just like, I can't take that seriously.
All we had was black and white TV and potatoes to eat. It was terrible. Yeah. It's like current day Russia.
Yeah. So. The only like probably the oldest movie I can get to. I think this is the marker. The Jerk. That's the one.
The Jerk.
It's so good. It's so good. It's a classic. I love it that. None of this stuff means anything to me. Like, one of the best jokes is about phone books. Who uses a phone? No one uses a phone book.
The phone book is here.
Yeah.
The phone book is here.
It's all great. It's all great from top to bottom.
Get that excited about nothing.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of getting excited about nothing, the Jets did very little, just real quick. As far as Lev Bell goes, yeah, it's a semi-productive game. I guess I shouldn't completely dismiss it. 87 yards total, but nothing else. Jamison Crowder, he had the big day. 2 touchdowns, yeah. 6 catches, 90 yards. Robbie Anderson, a little bit muted. And on Baltimore's side, I mean, outside of Lamar Jackson's incredible day, Mark Ingram had a touchdown. Actually, had 2 touchdowns and a two-point conversion, so he was really solid in that. Mark Andrews got the start and got a touchdown. Marquise Brown. So literally everybody you expected, needed, and wanted to score points did it in this game. Actually, I was about to say except Robbie Anderson, but no. Every expectation was hit at least, and there were no major disappointments from the game.
In our home league, the Welsh, which I actually did make the playoffs.
Which
in.
I have Lamar Jackson.
Right, where you have Lamar Jackson. I had to start Jamison Crowder because I had two wide receivers go down. I had Calvin Ridley out for the year and Devontae Parker still in concussion protocol. So I wasn't going to wait for Parker to come back 100%, you know, this week because I just don't know if he's going to play. So I had to throw Crowder out there. So I was just kind of crossing my fingers, and he was great. And I Barrow had to text me and tell me I was in the playoffs in the Black Book IDP League because it was on a stat correction somewhere.
Wow.
Because I wasn't in.
You just didn't even look. You just didn't even care.
I looked and I was out. So I was like, okay, well, I'm out here. So I guess I'm down in two leagues and I'm in that league. But he also has Lamar Jackson and he's playing against me. So I had Crowder in that one too. And he put up whatever, 27 points. So great Crowder week. So he's going to Crowder's going to get more buzz going into next year because he put people into the championship.
Yeah, should. Yeah, he should. I'm telling you, though, I would love I wish the sites would take it upon themselves to do this. I'd really appreciate it. Is I want to know the amount of teams that are playing in a championship game on Yahoo and then ESPN and Fantrax, the amount of championship games that have Lamar Jackson active in that one. Because I know it might be a little bit ridiculous, but I feel like 60%+ are going to have rostered Lamar Jackson because I should go and look. I'll bet you in 80% of the leagues that I'm playing in, I will bet you Lamar Jackson is playing for a viable playoff spot in 80% of the leagues that we play in.
Not in three sport.
Okay, that's one. It's a keeper league. That's a keeper league. That's fair. I guess I'm kind of talking a little bit more redraft.
Because I have him, and I'm out.
You should trade him to me.
Yeah, trade him to you for this week,
I just clicked the Black Book Listener League we're playing in. I just clicked on the first matchup right here. G-Man J, Lamar Jackson. He's got Lamar Jackson in the starting lineup. He's just everywhere. He is going to be the big, big guy. And like he's going to get people into probably every single championship game, he's been the same way in DFS, you know? Like, you can't. Right. He's been the Christian McCaffrey. Remember earlier in the season where it was just like, how high can we keep pricing Christian McCaffrey at this point? There's just not a price you can put on Lamar Jackson where he doesn't pay off. And he did this week. The only sad thing is he played the Thursday slate of games. So you can't play
can't
him this week.
Him.
We can't use him this week, but there's plenty of others we can play. So what do you want to start with? You want to start with DraftKings like we usually do and build a quick lineup?
Yeah, my DraftKings lineup that I put together here.
By the way, love my DraftKings lineup this week. Favorite of the whole year.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just okay on mine. So I'm going with Jared Goff at quarterback against the Cowboys. I really think that the Rams have figured it out. Now that Todd Gurley's getting more involved, I think Goff, it's opening up everything for the passing game, and Goff is taking advantage. So I'm a huge Goff fan, especially against Dallas this week. That's a great game. The Panthers love to give up every single rush yard they possibly can. You saw the Redskins run for over 200 yards on them a couple weeks ago. Chris Carson, 7,500. Rashad Penny is out with the blown knee. So give me all the Chris Carsons that you possibly can. He's 7,500. My next running back is Phillip Lindsay, 5,600, going up against one of the worst rush defenses in the NFL in Kansas City. So give me Phillip Lindsay. Wide receivers I spent on as well. Hopkins, Sanders, A.J. Brown at 8,000, 6,600, and 6,000. I really love my wideouts here. My tight end, I went real cheap, 3,500, O.J. Howard. I know O.J. Howard hasn't had the greatest year, but he quietly had 75 receiving yards last week. No Mike Evans. Throwing the ball against the Lions is a definite go-to. Got O.J. Howard. The Eagles are out of wideouts, so $3,300, really cheap. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and then the Steelers' defense has been really good, and $3,200 bucks. They are cheap this week because they're playing against Buffalo. So just going over it again, Goff, Carson, Lindsey, Hopkins, Manny Sanders, A.J. Brown, O.J. Howard, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and the Steelers' defense.
Outside of our Arcega, I like everything about that lineup. I dig it a lot. Now, my quarter, this is really fascinating this week. And, you know, smart DFS people, it'd be curious to hear the breakdown. I've got Jimmy Garoppolo at 6,100 as my starting quarterback against Atlanta, which is a fantastic matchup. Bogman, did you know on FanDuel, Jimmy Garoppolo is the most expensive quarterback this week?
It's probably the biggest disparity we've seen between the two sites all year.
All year. 6,100, which, you know, for perspective here, 6,100 puts Jimmy Garoppolo around quarterback 12. He is literally less than Ryan Fitzpatrick on DraftKings, where he is 8,400 on FanDuel, more expensive than Patrick, more expensive than, I don't even have to say names, more expensive than anybody. It is
I don't
wild.
Understand why he's so expensive on FanDuel.
He's a
good option this week. I think he's a good buy at 6,100 where you're buying him. But who's going to buy him at that FanDuel price? I can't imagine anybody's going to do it.
Yeah, it's weird. So. But also that ironically could make him an interesting play if no one's got him out there. But he's just so expensive. The price to return is wild. So I got Jimmy Garoppolo here in DraftKings, which probably a lot of other people are going to do as well. 6,100 that could work a little bit against maybe in a big tournament play. My running backs, I got Saquon Barkley against the Miami Dolphins at 7,700. Todd Gurley against Dallas at 6,000. So I really like those back-to-back quarterbacks or running backs. My wideouts, I went cheap-ish. My most expensive, I've got Allen Robinson against Green Bay at 6,800, which I'm very fond of. And these two low plays are just big payoff guys. Deebo Samuel, 5,800 against Atlanta. So I've stacked him with Jimmy Garoppolo. And Darius Slayton, 4,700 against Miami. So I've got some Giants and Niners in here. Maybe dangerous. Keeping in the Niner game, I've got Austin Hooper as my tight end at 5,000. Flex, same game. Raheem Mostert, 5,200. And then I went, actually, I didn't even realize this. I am exposed in the Niner.
Will you stop saying that? You're doing so well.
In the Atlanta Niner game and the Giants game, they represent everybody but two of my players because I got Giants D versus Miami. The only non-Atlanta, San Francisco, or Miami Giants players I have are Todd Gurley and Allen Robinson. That's it.
Gee, I wonder if the Welsh is going to be taking the over in the Niners and Falcons game.
I don't know. I can't imagine. So, again, I got Garoppolo, Barkley, Gurley, Samuel, Slayton, Robinson, Hooper, Mostert, and the Giants. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to set the FanDuel lineup, and we are going to be doing our over-unders and lines for Week 15. So more on this league coming up right here on Sports Grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
All right, it is In This League right here on Sports Grid, the podcast, the radio show, however you're listening to it. There are a lot of ways for you guys to listen to it nowadays. You got iHeartRadio. The podcast is over on Spotify. Anywhere you get podcasts is where you can get this show and listen to all 3 hours of it. You can also catch it live on the Sports Grid / Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, or like I said, iHeartRadio if you guys want to listen to it live, and we suggest you do. And you can tweet at us at is it the Welsh and at Bogman Sports. And then lastly, remind you guys to come on over to patreon.com/ITL Army. There are lots of Patreons out there. You know, I think I've said this before, but the joke over the last 2 years of I have a podcast is now I have a Patreon. But we have had a Patreon for around 3 years. We are one of the more longer standing podcasts. You know, we have some things. I just want to put this note out there. This doesn't necessarily say anything. It doesn't say anything. So I'm not trying to like make this big point. But we have, I don't remember if it was the people or the general income
places
of it,
things.
But we are in the same range as Ari Shaffir's Patreon. Does that make sense?
Look at that.
Like, I don't remember if he has more people or we have more people, but like in the same vein, like that's, and what I'm getting at with that is not to prove any point because it's, you know, doesn't serve a full-time job by any means and, you know, pays for the stuff that we got to do as podcasters where we do a million podcasts. But what I'm getting at is we are long-standing. This isn't fly by night. This isn't like, oh, just put up like a Patreon like 2 weeks ago.
We didn't just start this Patreon game. We've been involved for 3 years, son.
Yeah, and we've been growing. We do a lot of content on there. So just getting at that, I know a lot of people have them out there, and there are some that are great, and there's some that are just kind of like grasping at straws. We've been doing it for a long time. We create a lot of content on there, and we have had people on since day one, and we consistently have people come, and we would love to have you come and hang out with us. All right, DFS. DraftKings, deals. We've set our lineups. Any deals that you want to point out?
Yeah, I mean, at quarterback, there's actually a decent amount on DraftKings this week. And if you had to pick between, I mean, some of these are bad. You're not starting Haskins. You're not starting Andy Dalton. You're probably not going to go Devlin Hodges, especially now that Juju is out. Eli Manning against the Dolphins, though, not a bad start at 5,200. David Blau against Tampa Bay, as much as we joke about him, 5,300 is very, very cheap. Kyle Allen against the Seahawks at 5,400 and Gardner Minshew 5,500 against the Jaguars. If you had to pick between Minshew, Allen, Blau, and Manning, who would you go with? Because they're within 300.
Who are the Jags playing again?
Jags are playing the Raiders on the road. Last game at the Coliseum, by the way.
Oh, man. I'd probably go Minshew, but I hate it.
Yeah, me too. So it's close. And then below the poverty line at running back, there's a lot of good deals. Montgomery, James White has been nice recently. I like the Sony Michel play against the Bengals, but 5 rushes for 8 yards last week makes him a little bit nerve wracking. Your boy Patrick Laird is down here at 4,500. The Welsh, no Darius Geis, and Adrian Peterson is at 4,400. Not a bad buy either. Matt Breida down here at 4,100 if you really want to take a risk. Boston Scott at 3,000.
That one. That one is going to be really, really enticing for a lot of people.
I think it's going to be chalky. I think people are just going to get him in that lineup.
Why did you put him in? You should have put him in.
I don't know. I like. I think they're going to need to throw, and I like Arthega Whiteside. So then we've got Boyd, Kirk, Sterling Shepard, Terry McLaurin, Anthony Miller, James Washington, Russell Gage, all 5,000 to 5,500. Tyrell Williams, Darius Slayton, who you have, D.D. Westbrook with probably no Chark. Mike Williams down here, Randall Cobb, Larry Fitzgerald, Amendola with no Marvin Jones could be interesting. Justin Watson is at 3,700. Isaiah Ford, who had 9 targets last week for the Dolphins, is at 3,700. So if no Parker, maybe he's a decent pickup. And Albert Wilson is down here at 3,500 as well, along with my guy, Arthega Whiteside, and Kelvin Harmon at 3,500. So there are some deals on DraftKings.
All right. I dig it. FanDuel time.
FanDuel. Let's hear your FanDuel. You go first here.
Yeah, I think I don't think I overall love this as much as I really liked what I did with DraftKings, but we'll see where we're at. I went tippy-top price on quarterback and decided to go with Patrick Mahomes, even though the Denver matchup is a little bit more, a little less enticing, and he's a lot of money, 8,300, but I want to go big quarterback this week. I didn't want to get too cute. And I couldn't go Jimmy Garoppolo. That'd be one I'd love to go with. Running backs. I think I did some stuff in this one that you did in the last one. I've got Chris Carson at 7,400, which is a fantastic deal against the Carolina Panthers, who I believe are the worst, one of the worst against the run. Philip Lindsay.
They're not good.
The second worst. Philip Lindsay against Kansas City, ranked the second worst at 6,400. So Carson and Lindsay. My wide receivers I really like. I got Chris Godwin at 8,400 against Detroit. DJ Moore against Carolina. Against Seattle at 6,900. And then I went with Darius Slayton again at 6,300. Tyler Higbee at tight end.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that was my first run when I was doing DraftKings. That was my lineup. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, I had all your running backs and wideouts.
That's what I'm going with here. Tyler Higbee at tight end going cheap. Kareem Hunt against the Arizona Cardinals. Been scoring touchdowns, PPR at 6,700. And the Giants at 3,900 defense against Miami. So spent every single dollar on it. And like I said, I think it's solid. I don't love it. It's not a tournament play. Good for 50-50s probably. But I mean, like I said, I'm happy with it. I like getting like the top tier of getting Godwin and getting Mahomes. I think Carson is like a top tier type of a play this week. So I'm into it. I'm just not as bombastic about it.
I actually like my FanDuel better than my DraftKings. Once again, I mean, I know I always say that, but did you say bombastic, by the way?
Yeah, bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic. Ebbly fantastic. no response there. Thanks for leaving me.
I didn't know what to like. We sung the song together and then you just stopped.
Mr. Roll. Romantic. Ebbly fantastic. Gardner Minshew at 6,900 against the 31st pass defense in the NFL. Love that deal. Love Gardner Minshew this week. Running backs, I went with great matchup plays as well. Once again, Chris Carson, like the Welsh said, Carolina last against the run. David Montgomery at 6,400 because the Packers, surprisingly, 28th against the run. Not very good. So let's go with David Montgomery. Assume he's going to get the carries because they've been giving them to him. My wideouts, Robert Woods with his 8 billion targets that he's been getting. I started Jared Goff in the DraftKings lineup, so I've been going with Robert Woods over here. Michael Thomas, because he's just going to have 10 catches. It's just automatic every week. 9,100. He's really expensive, and I doubled up both leagues. I got A.J. Brown at 6,200 against the Texans. I matched you at tight end. I went with Tyler Higbee at 5,700, just a great deal. He's been getting an unbelievable amount of targets recently. Sony Michel, I did it. I don't know if it's going to work because it's 5 carries for 8 yards last week, but I went with him against the Bengals because I think they should be running downhill at the end of the game. Bengals are bad. Escalator of sadness. Dilly dilly. And they know all the plays that are coming because they had all that recording as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then the Seahawks defense at 4,700. So I am going with Gardner Minshew, Montgomery, Chris Carson, Thomas Woods, A.J. Brown, Tyler Higbee, Sonny Michel, and the Seattle Seahawks defense.
So are you team FanDuel this week or DraftKings?
I'm definitely team FanDuel. I felt like
always are.
Yeah, I always am, but I felt like DraftKings specifically, and I was so surprised when you were like, this is my favorite one of the year.
I love the lineup.
I just found it super difficult to put this together. So I, like I said, you know, I tinkered with this too much. I actually tinkered with my other lineups too much, dude. I could not quit screwing with our home league one. I have that urge to want to go mess with it right now too. Like I want to, but I'm like trying to ignore it so I don't do the wrong thing because I know I'm going to mess with it too much. And it's very unlike me. I usually don't do that. I usually am okay, I'm going to start this guy. Because I'm not black and white on many things, but the things I'm black and white on, I usually am. So I usually just go, okay, this is who I want. That's it. And I don't hit you up for many questions. How many times have I hit you up this year on lineup decisions? Like maybe four or five times?
Yeah, I was about to say like three or four.
Right. So it's not – usually I'm really good about that, but for whatever reason, I think it's because I really just don't want to lose to Will, you know, more than anything.
I don't blame – I mean, and
Will is an S-talker.
Oh, he's the worst. He's the best to beat, and he's the worst to get beat by. But we talked about this on the football podcast. This is the first time we've ever done something like this. We did a four-way chop. Just because we all just didn't care and we just like, whatever, let's just four-way chop it. Because it's all like amazingly the four of us, it's all good friends. And that usually never happens. Not that like we're not good friends with all the people in there, but it's like old school. Like we've been friends since high school.
The guys that have been in the league for 20 years.
Yeah, like we're all like, we're like the very, it might be the only four. Like we've known each other for 20 plus years. And you were just kind of like, hey, you want to split? I'm like, yeah, let's split. It's fine. I don't care. And I'm just murdering this week because I got Lamar Jackson and my lineup is so stacked. And
how many points did he score? Are you like 40 something?
Yeah, like close to 40, I think, in that league. And I'm projected to win by like 20 points and I've only had one guy go. And I was looking at it and I'm like, yep, this is exactly what's going to happen. This is the year. And we've chopped it four ways.
I was projected to lose by 18 points and now I'm projected to lose by 2 because Jamison Crowder had such a great game. So deals on the FanDuel, only two QBs below the poverty line. I want to know who you would have to start between these two. This is kind of fun. Haskins against Philly or Andy Dalton against the Pats.
I mean, I just would not. No.
But you have to. You have to pick one.
I go Andy Dalton.
Do this in way worse situations to me, like every week.
Yeah,
like, but you have to pick one.
I mean, I do, but DFS is not that. Like, I don't have to. Like, if you were like, you only have Haskins, you know, you had whatever quarterback, and now you only have Haskins or Dalton to pick from the wire. That's one thing. This is DFS. Okay, I literally don't have to.
This is. But these I picked Dalton. The scenarios that you give to me. Someone puts a gun up to your head and you have to pick one of these to win your week or he will pull the trigger. Andy Dalton or Dwayne Haskins. Is that better?
Yeah, they have your family held hostage and they say, listen, your DFS lineup has to have Haskins or Dalton or they die.
I was going
to
say that, but I felt like it was too much.
No, it's fine. DFS is illegal in Arizona, so I don't have to worry about that. My family is safe. Like, I'm completely fine.
Yeah. I also know Liam Neeson, so I'm going to be fine. Philip Lindsay.
Specific set of skills. That's more. It's more towards head to head, not Roto or DFS. Our point. I'd go Dalton.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I'm not putting Dwayne Haskins out there.
He's banged up and awful. So
AJ Green's still day to day, Bogman.
Oh yeah, is that right? You think he's gonna get in there? Are we taking that bet finally? Come on, let's go.
It's getting closer.
I mean, you've got to know he's not playing, right?
I still think he's gonna play a game.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you're lying. You're lying. You're a lying liar, and I don't believe you at all. You don't believe that he's going to play any game.
He's gonna play.
You lying liar.
It's coming. It's gonna happen.
Here's the deals, you dick, on FanDuel. Lindsey, Montgomery, Devin Singletary, Peterson, Drake, Freeman, Sony Michel, LeSean McCoy, and Carlos Hyde are all 6,000 to 6,400. So they're all in that kind of window. Obviously, I like Montgomery. I played him in this league. Philip Lindsay, I played him in.
Ooh, which league?
DraftKings in this league.
Oh.
And then I played Philip Lindsay in the DraftKings one. So I like those deals. The other ones down here are bad. It's Ronald Jones against Detroit. Meh. I know.
I actually don't mind that
Winston
one.
Winston is banged up. It's not that bad. 5,800.
Staring at that 5,500 one right there, Boggs.
Oh yeah, Patrick Laird, 5,500 against the Giants. You like it?
I did. I'm so excited to talk on the next episode because part of my troll was also Patrick Laird. He gets lost in it, by the way. Poor Patrick Laird got lost in my troll because of the Lamar Jackson stuff and the one comment where I was like, I'm like, yeah, you know, like Saquon Barkley.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, Saquon Barkley. You know, a little concerned because he's not 100% in there mentally. He definitely is the floor play, but Patrick Laird, anything could happen. 100 yards, 200 yards, maybe a puppy. And, like, people took that serious, and it made me laugh.
Chris Thompson is down here, and Boston Scott at 4,700 over here as well. He should just be a little bit higher. Boston Scott at 4,700 is a bit ridiculous. The wideouts, Debo, Pascal, your guy Perriman, and Slayton. You like both those guys. James Washington looks a lot better now that Pooch is out.
6,400. That's just like, I would have loved to have got Perriman in the lineup this week, but that's just too much.
Well, you can't take Perriman at 6,400 when A.J. Brown is sitting over here at 6,200, right?
No. Darius Slayton, 6,300. So,
Kirk, 6,100. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Didi with possibly no Chark, 6,000. Sterling Shepard's down here. Isaiah Ford once again. I think a Whiteside more expensive over here by a good margin. Kendrick Bourne scored 2 touchdowns last week. Gage with no Ridley is down here at 5,400. Maybe Greg Ward, like I said, no wide receivers left for Philly at 4,900. Kelvin Harmon, Josh Gordon, Justin Watson to round it out, all below 5,000.
Lots of
deals on FanDuel.
Yep, deals on wheels. So we've got like 2 minutes before we got to hit break. So let's set the stage for what happened last week with our picks, and then we are going to burn it and turn it because we have one segment to get through all the games. So
15 games too.
Yeah, we have 1 minute per game at the maximum that we've got to do. So we'll burn and turn in the next segment. So before we go there though, what happened last week as far as our picks and where do we stand?
I was 9-6 against the spread. Wow. A lot better than what I thought.
You were worried.
I was. The over-unders, well, look at these over-unders for the first 5 games. I lost all of them.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And I still wound up at 7-8 because I won most of the back half ones. So 7-8 for me on the over-unders, 9-6 against the spread. So it was a decent week. You were middle at both, 7-8 against spread, 8-7 on the over-unders, bringing you to just below 500 on both, 89-90. But remember, you had that horrific week. Where you were like 3-whatever.
And I had a week missed, so that's why my numbers are large. But yeah, that just sucks being under 500 right now. Like, we're not cashing. Like, you are cashing across the board here. I need a big week this week. This is where we get back over the hump, week 15.
This is the hump going over. This is you right here.
We spent 15 weeks to be like one game over 500. That's what we've been all be banking for.
I'm 3 games over 500 on the against the spread at 97-94. I'm 108-83. On the over unders, you're 89-90 and 88-91. So just go over 500 this week. You'll be over 500 on both.
Trying to make that money this week. Trying to make them Benjamins. All right. We are going to go to break here. When we come back, we're going to literal burn and turn on this. And then we got Casey Bubba coming up in the third hour. And what's on the docket? Are we doing.
We're doing prop bets. Props. We're doing against the spread. We're going to solve world hunger. We've got a lot of it.
Okay.
So well,
Casey Bubba is the man to do it. That's for sure. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. Scott Bogman on Twitter at @IsTheWelsh. Me at @IsTheWelsh. That is my Twitter handle. I didn't realize I said both of them at the same time. Chris Welsh at @IsTheWelsh. That's where you can find us on the Twitters. Favorite Christmas movie. How much you love us. You can join the Patreon. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. You know what? You stop listening. You can unfollow us if you want. Do whatever you want. It's your world. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
break it down.
It's game time, folks. It is in this league, inthisleague.com, patreon.com/ITL Army, with the Bogman, with the Welsh. It is full go speed round for the over-unders. We have 15 games to get done in like 17 minutes. We can do this without too much preamble. So we're going to do it right now, starting with Tampa Bay at Detroit. Tampa Bay is a 3.5-point road favorite, over-under 46.
I want to take the under here because
I am smashing the over.
Yeah, it's just Jameis is banged up. Jameis is banged up, and the Tampa Bay or the Detroit game last week was 20-7. So Detroit's defense playing a little bit better than we would expect. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay, but I'm going to go the under on this to kind of hedge. I think I'm going to only get one of these. I expect it to be Tampa Bay in the over, but I'll take Tampa Bay in the under.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay and the over on this one. I'm not too worried about Jameis Winston. I think they'll pick up the pieces. Chris Godwin, this feels like a 2-touchdown game. David Blau, you know, he is Lamar Jackson light, of course. I don't love that they lost Marvin Jones, but I do think they're going to still move the ball. I love the over on this one, and I'm going to go Tampa Bay with – actually, I like both of these. I like the line on both. Philly at Washington. Philly is a 5-point road favorite with zero wide receivers, but the over-under is 39. That is the second lowest of the week.
I despise this one. I think that Philly has been playing down to their opponent almost every single week. They barely beat the Giants last week. I'm going to take Philly and the over with like a zero level of confidence, though.
I also hate this game, but I'm going to tap the under. So we are really going in different directions, though our lines are the same. I'm going to take Philly in this one because I hate Washington, but I also don't love Philly that much. So this isn't a game I'm excited about. This is 17-10, so Philly in the under. Chicago.
And by the way, just real quick, I'm looking at forecast. Doesn't seem to be any weird weather pretty much anywhere. There's 10-mile-an-hour wins in the Philly and Redskins.
Yeah, but Dwayne Haskins is still a quarterback there. So
right. Other than that, there's pretty much nothing. Yeah. So
a wind can't blow him away. Chicago is at Green Bay. Green Bay is a 4-point home favorite, so just a little bit over the standard. 40.5 is the over under.
Chicago in the under. It's been winning, and Trubisky.
What's the weather?
Got extra rest this week for playing on Thursday night. It is 14 degrees and clear.
Jesus Christ.
Can you believe that? Jesus. I remember watching that. You remember when the Vikings had to play outdoors for a couple seasons while they were building their new stadium?
Yeah.
And the game where Blair Walsh missed the extra point, I remember they said it was like -8 degrees and sunny. And I just couldn't wrap my head around it.
Positive. Like, oh, it's sunny. It's -8, but yeah, it's sunny.
Yeah, like it's sunny and it's -8 degrees. You mean it's -8 degrees and there is an incredibly terrible storm whipping through, right? Yeah.
It's sunny and there's -8. There's no clouds and it's -8 degrees. Don't make it seem like it's exciting.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You and I are in different trajectories right now, so this is going to be a really interesting week. And I think the favor has gone in your front. I like the over in this one. It's a low over. There's not much weather. I expect both teams to sling the ball. Chicago's done a better job at it. Green Bay still likes to do it. So I like Green Bay for the win on this one, and I really like the over at 40.5. So I'm going to, and you know, that's probably going to be a popular Vegas bet on the over. So, you know, probably doesn't look good for me.
I just think really cold, and the way, if you're Chicago, you're going to beat the Packers is keeping the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands. So I'd assume David Montgomery needs to get a ton of carries here. But, you know, Matt Nagy, you never know. Yeah.
So, New England at Cincinnati. This is the second biggest line of the week. New England favored by 10. 41.5 is the over-under.
New England in the over. Come on.
Same here. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee's 3-point home favorite. 51 is the over. That is the highest of the week.
Houston is so bipolar. They beat the Patriots, and then they lose to the Broncos. And Tennessee has just been on a big roll. I read a tweet earlier, and I apologize. Can't remember who sent it out. But it was per minute of possession since Ryan Tannehill has taken over. Points per minute per possession, the Titans lead the NFL. So give me the Titans. Give me the over as well. They've been putting points up. And Houston puts points up. every week, whether it's in garbage time or not. So easy Tennessee in the over for me.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on this one. I love the over on this. Derrick Henry is all good to go. This feels very last year, big Derrick Henry type of a game. I expect Houston. I actually think Houston's behind, so they're slanging the ball. So we actually might play a little bit of back and forth. But I like Tennessee and the over on this one. Seattle at Carolina. Seattle's a 6.5-point road favorite, 48.5 on the over.
Okay, so I kind of hate the over-under on this one because it looks exactly right. Like 48.5 seems like it's exactly what it should be, but Carolina seems to be packing it in. Now that Rivera got fired, they lost 40-20 to the Falcons last week. I think I'm going to take the over just because it's more fun that way, but I don't have a good feeling on the over-under at all in this one. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks and the over.
I'm a complete opposite. I am Carolina in the under. I'm going to take the points on this one with Christian McCaffrey.
Just lost 40-20 to the Falcons, though, and you're really going to take the Panthers?
Yeah, I absolutely am. Seattle's offense is staggered, so actually, if I felt more confident about one of the two, it's the under on this one. I don't like a ton of points being scored. I don't know how they're going to pivot. Carolina's a little bit of a mess, but I like DJ Moore against Seattle, and I think Christian McCaffrey. I like Christian McCaffrey a lot in this game, as you should like him every single week. But you know he's had his quiet games. So Carolina in the under, the under, I feel really confident about. Denver, Kansas City. Kansas City's a 9.5-point favorite. 45 is the over.
Okay, I'm going to take, you're going to hate this one too.
Oh my God, you're going to take Denver in the under? Oh,
I'm taking Denver in the under because, look, they just beat the Texans. Drew Locke has this team playing with confidence. And, you know, Casey Bubba's pointed out to us a bunch. The Chiefs offense hasn't moved the same since Patrick Mahomes' dislocated knee. It just hasn't. So I think the under is kind of easy in this game. And 9.5 is just a ton of points if you're thinking that this game is going to be low scoring. So it's 27 degrees and overcast. Going to be a nice cold game in KC. Give me the Broncos and the under.
I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go Kansas City and the over. I don't blame you on the Denver with the line. That is a pretty big line. So I actually don't fault you on that. I don't really fault you on either one of these. I can't go on a Drew Lock Denver team. And I
figured as much because you took Patrick Mahomes in your FanDuel lineup.
Yeah,
so.
And that's why I think Kansas City's going to score points, and Kansas City's defense I don't think is good enough to keep Denver from not putting up a few. That's why the Kansas City 9.5 might be better on the Denver side, but I'm going to go Kansas City in the over. Miami, Giants, New York is a 3.5-point favorite. 46.5 is the over. And Bogman, I'm going to just tell you right now, I am going to go with the New York football Giants, and I'm going to tap the under.
You going, God damn, we're going opposite again here.
Yeah.
You're going the Giants and the under. It's 44 degrees, which isn't actually bad for Miami on
the
road
summertime.
In December. That's like summertime in New York. So the Dolphins
school
have been
in summertime. What is that?
You like school in summertime, Fat Albert?
What'd you say?
School in summertime, bitch.
Get your bitch off.
South Park making fun of that was making fun of. Oh God, it's so great. I'm gonna take
school
the Dolphins
in summertime.
In the
sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
School in summertime, bitch.
Miami. And the over, they're playing a little bit better. The Giants defense is terrible. The Dolphins defense is terrible. Should be a ton of points.
It's going to be wild. I think we have three straight games. We have completely gone opposites. Let's see where we're at here. I think we're going to probably be in agreement on this one. Jacksonville is going to Oakland. Oakland's a 6.5-point home favorite. 45.5 is the over. Yep, I'm with you. I'm an exact one. So you say it.
Jacksonville and the over. The Raiders, I expect them to play harder in this game, but there is no reason they should be favored by almost a touchdown in any game they're playing because they have reverted back to last year's Raiders for whatever reason over the last couple weeks. And I just can't go along with picking them. So I'll say that maybe both these teams score points, but give me the points in Jacksonville. I know they're going across country and everything. They haven't looked good either. They just got smoked by the Chargers.
Yeah.
But Jacksonville in the over for me. Kind of easy.
Cleveland at Arizona. Cleveland's a 2.5-point road favorite. 49 is the over out here in Phoenix. So I will avoid the roads on Sunday because it will be a nightmare. So Cleveland 2.5. Bogman, I like Cleveland in this one. I hate Arizona across the board. The over-under I'm torn on. I'm going to I'm going to hit the over. I'm going to hit the over on this one. I'm going to go Cleveland in the over.
I'm going with you on Cleveland, but I am going to take the under because the Cardinals offense has sputtered the last few weeks. It hasn't been as good, and Cleveland really needs wins. Like, if Freddie Kitchens is going to keep his job, Cleveland really needs wins. I don't know if there's a possibility of him keeping it at this point, but they need wins real bad. So Cleveland in the under for me. The Cardinals offense has been stagnant.
Atlanta versus my 49ers, biggest line of the week, San Francisco by 11.5. The over is 48. I'm absolutely hitting the over, and I'm going to tell you, massive worries I have with the 49ers. Dee Ford going to miss the next 4 weeks, essentially going to miss the regular season. They lost DJ Jones, who is, I think, one of the more underrated interior defensive linemen in the league. He's a beast. They put him on the IR. Everybody is going down. Richard Sherman's been banged up. The 49ers defense is in a disarray right now.
Did they lose their starting center, too?
They lost their center. I hate what is happening in San Francisco right now. It is going to be the death of a Super Bowl run and make me hate football again because they are decimated with injuries. So the defense is not quite where it is. So the over is easy for me here. Also, I'm going to take Atlanta, Bogman. You put San Francisco in. I think San Francisco wins this straight up at 11.5 points. San Francisco's defense, I think this is going to be more of a match game. That's what I hate about
this.
Didn't
you start 9 49ers in your DraftKings lineup?
Yeah, but I'm not saying the Niners are going to lose. I'm just saying they're not going to win by 11.5 points. I think this is going to be closer to a shootout. Even if San Francisco gets out early, I think where the 49ers defense is going right now, I think Atlanta's going to be able to come back and the Niners are going to have some struggles. Julio Jones, Austin Hooper. I just think
they
this
just
is
lost
a close
Calvin
game.
Ridley. Devontae Freeman has been trash. So I think it's going to be if you can stop Julio and you can stop Hooper and Russell Gage, you're going to be okay. So, well, look, those are tall tasks. Julio's obviously amazing. So I'm going to take the Niners. I'm also going to go on the over. I think the Niners could probably hit this by themselves with the way they've been playing and putting up points recently. So, Niners in the over.
To your point, you don't need all your defensive stars if you can score 48 points every single week. So that's a good point. And that might be
clicking.
Yeah.
The Niners are clicking, so I'll take that.
Their offense is clicking. You're right about that. Rams at the Cowboys. We got four more here, so we're doing really good. Rams are a 1.5-point favorite. 48.5 is the over.
Hardest to pick of the week, I think.
I agree with you.
These ones are these last few are definitely really hard to pick.
I'm good with my pick. I'm not good with the over-under.
I'm going to take the Rams and the over in this one because we've seen Dak put up some great weeks, but we've also, I'm telling you, the last couple weeks, now that they're getting Todd Gurley back to normal Todd Gurley and using him in the back stretch of the season, he has been fantastic. And I think what the Rams really needed to do was to sign an actual veteran if they knew they weren't going to play Gurley instead of drafting Daryl Henderson, who I still like. But they should have signed a veteran to get those carries early in the year. They didn't do it. Henderson wasn't good enough. And they're kind of in this situation where they need to win a wild card. So both of these teams very desperate for a win, but the Cowboys keep leaving games out there. So Rams in the over for me, even in Big D.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I just don't trust Dallas anymore. Like, I was trying to give a lot of benefit of the doubt to the Cowboys for a bit, but I just am done. I'm over all of that. The Rams are playing better. Gurley's playing better, so I like Rams in the over. Minnesota at the Chargers. So I agree, it's getting tougher. Minnesota's a 1.5-point road favorite. 45.5 is the over.
I'm going to take the Vikings and the under. Look, the Chargers clicked, and they're playing better than they have been. But they played Jacksonville, and they smoked Jacksonville. The Jags are a team that I feel like a lot of those players have given up. Not everybody, but a lot of them. The only reason I'm taking them this week is because they play the Raiders, who have been terrible. So I'm less confident in the Jacksonville-Oakland game than I am in this one as far as my pick goes. The over-under has me a little bit scared. But Minnesota plays better defense, and the Chargers have been playing better defense. They held Jacksonville to only 10 points last week. So I think under Minnesota and the under for me in this one.
I'm going to – oh, man. I'm falling into a trap where I've got so many overs here. It's a problem.
you do have three unders.
What's the weather like in this one?
Beautiful. It's in LA, so it can't be that bad. It is 62 degrees and clear.
Ah, like Phoenix weather. Oh, man. I know I do have a lot. You've got 5 unders. I've only got 3. That's a bad way to make the choices here. I'll go under with you on this one. I feel this could hit the over on it. Just you get Adam Thielen back. The Chargers know how to put up some points. Austin Eckler's a big explosive guy, but I'll go Minnesota in the under. We've got 2 more quick ones here. Buffalo at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a 1.5-point home favorite. 35.5 is the over. Give me Pittsburgh and the over. I'll be a rube and boob. I'm taking the over because Buffalo can score some points. Pittsburgh bringing back a couple of their stars. Pittsburgh in the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pittsburgh in the over, too. You know, Juju isn't actually going to come back. Left practice the other day, and they said now he's out, surprisingly. But I think that I think this game could easily go over. I mean, a 21-20 game goes over, you know. So a 24-20 game goes over. A 24-17 game goes over. So I think they can hit that fairly easily. And I know it's December and a lot of these games go under because the weather's bad. But in this one, it is going to be 30 degrees and cloudy. So not windy or rainy or any of that stuff. So Pittsburgh in the over.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Last one. Colts at the Saints. Saints are a 9-point home favorite. Over is 46. They just want us to tap all the overs, and I have fallen into the trap, Bogman. I've fallen into it. I'm going to actually take Indianapolis, though, in the under on this one.
I'm going to take New Orleans in the under in this one. So the Colts have not been whatever the chemistry they had earlier this year when our buddy Joe loved them. It's gone away when Hilton went down and Mac went down. They haven't been able to reestablish themselves on offense. So give me the Saints and give me the under in this one because I don't think the Colts are going to score many points. So
pretty impressive. We got through that. We got through every single one of those games in our allotted time of the segment, which is great. I'm out of here for hour 3. Casey Bubba is coming up, our boy. We've got props and thoughts and processes on saving the world and our environment. That's what Casey Bubba mm-hmm. brings to the table. Mm-hmm. That's his main topics. When I'm not here, Bogman's like, what can I do for the environment? Let's do a whole segment on it. That's what we're looking for. That's right.
Our guest next week is Greta Thunberg.
Great. Oh, well, okay. We got some thoughts on that. I hear there's some internet thoughts on her.
Not a lie
person
at all.
Of the year.
So
no, not at all. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Next time we talk to you, it's theoretically in a post Deckard Balls special world, though we'll have recorded it right beforehand. So if you guys want patreon.com/ITL Army to come check stuff out, you can partake in any of the stuff. You can send us fun stuff. You can just come watch. Or you can just say, hey, whatever you want. So come check us out. But don't go anywhere. More Hour 3 coming up. Bogman, Casey, Bubba right here on Sports Grid.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.